You're listening to the Batuta Advocate's weekly news wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
Welcome back to the weekly Batuta News Bulletin. You're joined by myself, Clancy Overall, editor of the Batuta Advocate, Errol Parker, editor at large. Hello, Errol.
Good, mate.
And Wendell Hussey, our humble millennial newsreader. How are you, Wendell?
Very well. Very glad to be a Queenslander on a week like this.
Indeed, indeed. Me three. Now, please, what's in the news this week?
We're going to start off with some national news, Clancy. And the PM has told Victorians that they sound like the missus after knocking him for having a beer at the footy.
The CEO of Australia was really copping it for having a few beers at the bloody footy, waving his scarf around and doing all that jazz at the Cronulla game last weekend while Melbourne was in a total lockdown. Is he can't have a bit of time off, can he, Scotty? You know, he can't enjoy a few frothies with the boys, enjoying the team as they got smashed by a 20-year-old from Forbes. What's his name?
Charlie Staines. Four on debut. You wonder. A lot of people think he doesn't deserve any time off. Maybe not when your country's in the middle of a health and economic crisis and you told them you were going to be spending a bit of time with your family after, you know, only having your last international holiday with them to Hawaii 6 months ago. And then you turn up without them at the footy. I can see why it triggered those sensitive Victorians.
Yeah, well, Toby Murdoch dropped a comment on that story saying, doesn't he live in Sydney? So because Victoria shit the bed, everyone should suffer in solidarity?
Fair point, Toby. By virtue of your last name, I assume you have to support this government by any means necessary. Toby, moving on.
Now on to the next story, and a cooped-up Victorian has asked Alexa to tell him everything is going to be okay.
Poor fella, he told us he just needed Alexa to comfort him and assure him.
Yeah, well, he told our reporter that he was all jittery after a third homemade long black and a second pointless Zoom meeting of the day, and his Alexa made things somewhat better by putting on an episode of The Office. The US one, of course, not that hoity-toity pom one.
Yeah, it's no good, that one. Now, on to some big local news from the week, and an Instagram influencer has quietly removed that unaesthetic black tile from her Instagram profile.
Yes, Lizzie Mock was the influencer that did that this week. She initially posted it during the hashtag Blackout Tuesday, but since then has realised it doesn't exactly go with the earthy pastel theme she's been going for on her profile. So it just had to go.
Yes, she did throw up a Martin Luther King quote as she deleted it with her most recent bikini photo. So good on her for keeping the momentum going in between SponCon posts, I suppose.
Yeah, nice touch. Elsewhere around town now, and we wrote a story about a man down at a Batuta Heights pub this week. That headline was, "This is probably going to sound racist," says bloke who is absolutely correct.
Yes, we won't report on what this particular form worker did say, but his mate said he regaled the bar with a highly offensive personal theory, which led to an impromptu rinsing down from the nearby scaffolders who were of that exact nationality he was talking about.
Yes, your cousin Todd can't seem to control himself after a few beers, Clancy.
No. But, you know, he is well represented in Parliament, so I guess it's all been validated.
Well, he's lucky that Kiwi at the other end of the bar let him off with just a light glassing.
Only a few stitches. All's well that ends well. All right, let's wrap it up with some sports news. And AFL players are preparing to experience absolute anonymity as the competition relocates to Queensland.
Yeah, all the Victorian teams are coming up here thanks to the generosity of Premier Palaszczuk. And they're going to live through something that hasn't really happened to them since they were tweens. No one is going to know or care who the fuck they are.
Yes, that is aside from a few expats who followed the Brisbane Lions up from Fitzroy years ago, and of course the Victorians who stowed away in shipping containers and trucks this week to get to the glorious and free sunshine of the Sunshine State.
Well, we are very lucky that it's easy to spot a Victorian in Queensland because they have very small teeth and large gums and a sickly pale pallor.
Yeah, well, you know what they say, you can always tell a Victorian, but you can't tell them much.
What a great note to end on there, Clancy. Anyway, that will do us for this week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again in 7 days' time with all of the biggest stories from our humble regional newspaper. Until then, goodbye.
Hooroo.
Slamat malam.